Welcome to Flourish and Grow, the podcast where we ditch the overwhelm, cut through the marketing clutter, and focus on what really works for your business. I'm Pam Ivey, marketing strategist, educator, and your biggest cheerleader. I help exceptional business owners like you go from invisible to unstoppable with simple, actionable strategies that actually make sense. So grab a cup of tea or something sparkly, your choice. And let's turn those big dreams into thriving realities. Ready to flourish and grow? Let's do this.
Okay, I just got off this classic entrepreneur conversation and I need to talk about it because I see this all the time. And if I'm being really, really honest here, I've been there too, a lot. I was just chatting with a colleague. She's bright, creative, full of ideas, like a human popcorn machine. Every 2 seconds, a new idea would pop up. And because she's ambitious, like so many of us, she acts on a lot of them. Launches a thing, kind of promotes it, then bounces to the next idea before the first one even had a chance to work. And then she wonders, why isn't my revenue where I want it to be? So the surface problem is classic shiny object syndrome, something I call SOS. It's the obvious explanation, right? Entrepreneurs love shiny objects. We love to create new ideas, feel like momentum. And in the moment, it feels like you're doing something good for your business. But here's the kicker. Constantly switching gears is the opposite of momentum. It's like trying to drive to a destination, but every time you see a new road, you take it. And suddenly you're miles off course, wondering why you're not where you wanted to be. And here's where it gets juicy. Sometimes shiny object syndrome isn't just about loving new ideas, it's about avoiding success. I know, sounds weird, but stick with me. Success feels amazing in theory, but in practice, it comes with stuff that can feel really uncomfortable, like more visibility. Suddenly, people are watching you. Or more responsibility. What if clients expect more than I can deliver? Maybe it feels like more pressure. What if I have to work 24/7 to keep this up? And it often brings up money stuff. What if I screw it up once I finally make it? So we unconsciously self-sabotage by keeping ourselves busy, constantly creating, constantly pivoting, never actually focusing long enough to let something succeed. And then we tell ourselves, see, didn't work. I guess I'm just not cut out for this. When really, the only thing we didn't do was give our work time to actually work. So what this looks like in the day-to-day, this is how it shows up. And see if any of this sounds familiar to you. You launch something, but barely promote it before moving on. You rebrand every time you get bored. This was a big one for me. And you keep creating new ideas instead of marketing the ones you already have. Or you add way too much complexity, like new tools, new platforms, new systems, instead of keeping things simple. And let me assure you, it is not because you're lazy or flaky. It's because staying in creation mode feels safer than staying in follow-through mode. Because follow-through, that's where things get real. And this is why the revenue doesn't match the efforts. Every time you bounce to the next idea, you're resetting your momentum to zero. Your audience barely had time to understand the last thing before you move on to the next. Plus, you're always starting your marketing from scratch instead of building something that compounds over time. Revenue loves focus. Consistent offers, consistent messaging, consistent marketing. That's where the money lives. So let's talk about the real cost of idea chasing. And it's not just the money, it's your energy too. Constantly creating is exhausting. You're always in that frantic build, launch, scramble cycle. And over time, it drains your confidence because deep down you start wondering, why isn't this working? What's wrong with me? Spoiler? Nothing's wrong with you. You're just stuck in a system that was set up to fail from the start. So here's what I wish more entrepreneurs knew. Success isn't about how many ideas you launch. It's about how deeply you commit to seeing one thing through. And here's what that could look like. You create an idea parking lot. Every new idea goes there first, not into action. You pick one core offer, just one, and commit to giving it at least 6 months of consistent marketing. You build a marketing plan that's simple, Not 47 platforms and 18 strategies, just a handful of things that you do really well. Remember, boring consistency is where the magic happens. And that doesn't make you less creative. It makes you a smart business owner. And most of all, redefine what success means for you. Success does not have to mean burnout or pressure or losing your freedom. You get to design success in a way that fits with your life, but you have to stop running from it first. So if you've been feeling like you're working your tail off, but you're still not making the money you want, this might be why. It's not that you need more ideas. It's that you need to actually back the ones you already have. So pick one, love it, nurture it, market it until people are sick of hearing about it. That's where the revenue lives, not in the next shiny thing. So are you feeling called out now? With love, of course, because it's from me. DM me on Instagram and tell me your shiny object confession. I'll share my own because trust me, I've been there too, and I've got a lot of them.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Flourish and Grow. If you're loving the show, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow business owner who needs a little marketing magic in their life. Remember, simple strategies lead to unstoppable growth, and you've got this. I'll be back soon with more tips, laughs, and a little sass to keep you moving forward. Until next time, keep things simple, stay focused, and most importantly, keep on flourishing. Bye for now.